how to think about you without it ripping my heart out. And I know, you know, we know you went down for forever and it's fine. I know, you know, we weren't meant for each other and it's fine. But if the world was ending, you come over, right? You come over and you stay the night. Would you love me for the hell of it? All our fears would be irrelevant. If the world was ending, you'd come over, right? Sky be falling while I hold you tight. No, there wouldn't be a reason why we would even have to say goodbye. If the world was ending, you'd come over, right? You'd come over, right? You'd come over, you'd come over, you'd come over, right? I know, you know, we know you went down for forever and it's fine. I know, you know, we weren't meant for each other and it's fine. But if the world was ending, you'd come over, right? You'd come over and you'd stay the night. Would you love me for the hell of it? All our fears would be irrelevant. If the world was ending, you'd come over, right? The sky be falling while I hold you tight. No, there wouldn't be a reason why we would even have to say goodbye. If the world was ending, you come over, right? You come over, you come over, you come over, right? If the world was ending, you come over, right?
Ignite Radio News.
Over 33,000 people are dead following an earthquake that hit Syria and Turkey last week. Officials in the country have been working to recover as many people as possible through the rubble and wreckage, but many citizens are bringing concerns that they're moving too slow. On top of the 33,000 deaths, over 92,000 were seriously injured. One of the main reasons this earthquake has been so disastrous is the buildings that were either constructed illegally or not up to standards that should have been. An investigation is now taking place in Turkey, with 144 people being questioned in their involvement in the construction of these buildings. We will keep you updated as the story progresses. The U.S. military has been shooting down unidentified flying objects, with the fourth one being spotted this past Sunday. The object was flying over Lake Huron in Michigan and was reaching close to the Canadian border. These objects are being shot down because they are getting too close to the altitude that they could be interfering with aircrafts that are flying. It is still unknown what these are, with people speculating that they could range from anywhere from aliens to balloons that are being used as spyware from other countries. The U.S. government is working with Canada to try to recover one of these objects that was shot over the Yukon in a previous incident. We will keep you updated if there are any major incidents that occur with these UFOs or if another one is shot down. Two Hamilton men are being charged with their involvement in a shooting earlier this month. The shooting happened outside the Playground Global Gym on Harvester Road in Burlington. The victim, a 20-year-old woman, was taken to the hospital with serious injuries after being shot in the head. The two men are being charged with three counts of attempted murder, and one of the men is being charged with discharging a firearm with intent. The woman remains in the hospital in serious condition. We will let you know if there are any updates as the story progresses. Sports and weather next.
My name is Jeff. Last New Year's Eve, I had a bit too much to drink and tried to drive home. I'd always seen those mad adverts and thought I'd never drink and drive. But I did, and it's something I regret to this day. Because of my actions, I'm now paralyzed from the waist down. You might not be so lucky. If you're going to drink, please, don't drive.
This is a small dog barking. This is a medium-sized dog barking. And this is a big dog barking. Regardless of a dog's size or breed, its bite is always worse than its bark. That's why Canada's letter carriers kindly ask that you keep your dog indoors, in a fenced yard, or tied securely away from your mailbox. You may think your dog won't bite, but statistics say otherwise. More than 70% of reported dog bites happen at home and involve family pets. So please, be aware of where your dog is when we're delivering your mail.
Ignite Radio Sports.
Taking a look at sports, the Kansas City Chiefs won the Super Bowl last night after a very close game against the Philadelphia Eagles, scoring a field goal in the last few minutes of the fourth quarter to break the tie game. In NBA action, tonight we will see the Spurs take on the Cavaliers, the Rockets go against the 76ers, and the Magic go up against the Bulls, with games starting at 7. In the NHL, the Red Wings will go against the Canucks, the Flames take on the Senators, and the Sabres go against the Kings, with games starting at 7:30.
Ignite Radio Weather.
Taking a look at your Hamilton weather, expect increasingly cloudy skies today with a high of 8 degrees, dropping down to -3 later tonight. Similar conditions tomorrow with a high of 8. Currently, outside the Ignite newsroom, it is 8 degrees.
Taking internet radio to the next level. This is Ignite Radio.
Girl, she got married to a boy like you. She'd kick you out if she ever, ever knew about all the you tell me that you do. Dirty, dirty boy, you know everyone is talking on the scene. I hear them whispering about the places that you've been and how you don't know how to keep your business clean.
Drop the attic. Give me love, give me Fendi, my Balenciaga daddy. You gonna need to bag it up, cause I'm spending on Rodeo. Woo! You can wish me back it up, I'll be gone in the AM. And he got me Prada, got me Miu Miu like Rihanna. He always call me, cause I never, cause no drama. And when you want a baby, I know I got you covered. And when you need a baby, just jump under the covers.
Ignite Radio. Hit music now.
Hey, I just met you, and this is crazy, but here's my number, so call me.
look right at you, baby. But here's my number, so call me maybe. Hey, I just met you, and this is crazy. But here's my number, so call me maybe. And all the other boys try to chase me. But here's my number, so call me maybe. Boy, you came into my life, I missed you so bad. I missed you so bad. I missed you so, so bad. Before you came into my life, I missed you so bad. And you should know that. So call me maybe.
Ignite Radio. That was Call Me Maybe by Carly Rae Jepsen. And welcome back to Drive Home with Jack. This is the second episode. Thank you for tuning in to another episode of my show. I've got some great content lined up for you. I'm going to be talking about last night's Super Bowl, some big movies that are coming out, and my unexpected use of social media recently. I haven't really been like a huge person to post or be active on social media aside from looking at other people's posts. So keep listening to make sure you don't miss any of the content that I have lined up. Coming up next, we have Sia with Unstoppable on Ignite Radio.
He's calling for your help. Our dog guides help people with sight, hearing, and medical or physical disabilities.
Hello, my name is Megan, and my dog guide's name is Kyote. There are many Canadians with disabilities, like me, that rely on a dog guide to help gain freedom in our daily lives.
Please join us to raise money through Lions Foundation of Canada's Purina Walk for Dog Guides. To register and find a walk near you, log on to purinawalkfordogguides.com.
After a night out with your friends, not having a plan for a safe ride home can leave you in a bad spot. You could wind up riding in a police car, an ambulance, or a hearse. These unplanned modes of transportation are costly choices and do not take you home. I'm Denise Polgar with Ontario Community Council on Impaired Driving, asking you to plan a safe ride home. Call a cab, be a designated driver, or use public transit.
Ontario Community Council on Impaired Driving and this station want you to arrive alive. Drive sober.
Ignite Radio. Listen at work, home, the beach, pretty much wherever you are. IgniteRadio.ca.
I'll smile, I know what it takes to fool this town. I'll do it till the sun goes down and all through the night time. Oh yeah, oh yeah. I'll tell you what you wanna hear. Keep my sunglasses on while I shed a tear. It's never the right time. Yeah, yeah.
I'm unstoppable. I'm a Porsche with no brakes. I'm invincible. Yeah, I will never single. love hit music?
Hit us up
and let's get social.
Ignite Radio now.
Ignite Radio, you just heard Doja Cat's Need to Know. Coming up, I'm going to be talking about some giant movie releases. But first, here's The Weeknd with Out of Time on Ignite Radio.
Now I can't keep you from loving.
just a little. Baby, I'll treat you right. And I love you like I should have loved you all the time.
Girl, I remember when I held you in. You begged me with your drowning eyes to stay.
Forgive me.
Now I regret I didn't tell you.
Now I can't keep you from loving him. You made up your mind. Say I love you, girl, but I'm out of time. Say I'm there for you, but I'm out of time. Say that I'll care for you, but I'm out of time. Said I'm too late to make you mine. Out of time. Ooh, singing.
Out of time.
Said I had you to myself, but I.
Ignite Radio, that was Out of Time by The Weeknd. Now, I haven't really always been like a huge Marvel fan, but I've been trying to get into the franchise recently, and I've kind of been stuck on Falcon and the Winter Soldier, but I think some new movies that are coming out might kind of encourage me to finish my little binge that I've been doing of them. Quantumania, the new Ant-Man movie, is actually coming out, and that was one of my favorites when I watched it. So I'm pretty excited to see what this new movie is going to bring to the table. We also saw the new trailer for Guardians of the Galaxy Volume 3 last night during the Super Bowl, which is pumped. I've been a huge fan of that. That's probably been my favorite Marvel movie since it came out back in, I don't know, maybe 2014, I'd say. But yeah, I'm pretty excited. I got to get back into it, though. Quantumania is set to release this Friday, February 17th. And yeah, I'm definitely going to check it out if I have the chance. Coming up in a bit, I'll be bringing you your entertainment minute, but before that, we have Shawn Mendes with In My Blood on Ignite Radio.
A stroke can cut off blood flow to the brain, resulting in devastating physical or mental damage. That's why the Heart and Stroke Foundation pioneered the use of a clot-busting drug that, when accessed quickly, can actually reverse these effects. So for many, it's as if the stroke never occurred. This is what happens when you put your heart into it.
It's been an exciting night of Pee Wee Hockey, Billy.
These kids have really played their hearts out tonight, Joe.
And now in the stands, two moms drop their mittens, and it looks like they want to go. It's Porter's mom and Smith's mom. Smith's mom gets in two right hands.
Porter's got a real big size advantage in this one.
Now Wilkinson's mom comes in from behind. Wilkinson pulls Porter's cashmere sweater over her head.
I tell you, that's got to be one of the most unladylike things I've ever seen.
We got parents tearing up everywhere in the stands.
Absolute mayhem.
Relax. It's just a game. A message from Hockey Canada.
From Mohawk College in Hamilton, Ontario, you're listening to Ignite Radio.
Help me. It's like the walls are caving in. Sometimes I feel like giving up, but I just can't. It isn't in my blood. Laying on the bathroom floor, feeling nothing. I'm overwhelmed and insecure. Give me something I could take to ease my mind slowly. Just have a drink and you'll feel better. Just take her home and you'll feel better. Keep telling me that it gets better. Does it ever? Help me. It's like the walls are caving in. Sometimes I feel like giving up. No medicine is strong enough. Someone help me. I'm crawling in my skin. Sometimes I feel like giving up, but I just can't. Phone again, feeling anxious,
afraid to be alone again. I hate this. I'm trying to find a way to chill. Can't breathe. Oh, is there somebody who could help me? It's like the walls are caving in. Sometimes I feel like giving up. No medicine is strong enough. Someone help me. I'm crawling in my skin. Sometimes I feel like giving up, but I just can't. It isn't in my blood. It isn't in my blood. I need somebody now. I need somebody now. Someone to help me out. I need somebody now. Help me. It's like the walls are caving in. Sometimes I feel like giving up, but I just can't.
Good.
Ignite Radio Entertainment.
We got some huge news last night during the Super Bowl halftime show. In the middle of her performance, Rihanna revealed who the special guest that she had been hyping up was. She revealed that she's pregnant with her second child. She had her first child with A$AP Rocky in May of 2020 and is now pregnant again less than a year after having their first child. I don't know how this will affect her new music, but I hope we will hear something from her very soon, and I wish all the best for her and A$AP Rocky. This past Friday, Drake had a massive performance leading up to the Super Bowl. This 45-minute-long performance was held in Scottsdale, Arizona, and was attended by such names as Cher, Christina Aguilera, and Machine Gun Kelly. The set was originally supposed to run only around 20 minutes, but after asking the crowd if they wanted him to play some of his older stuff, he kept the show rolling. It was capped off with a cover of Dolly Parton's I Will Always Love You. This performance comes after the release of his collaboration album with 21 Savage, Her Loss. Earlier this week, John Cena was spotted wearing a less-than-usual outfit, rocking a skirt, high heels, and thigh-high socks. A good chunk of people took to the internet to talk about how weird it was to see the former WWE champion in this outfit without fully realizing it was for an upcoming movie he's going to be starring in. The film titled Ricky's to Nicky is a comedy directed by Peter Farrelly that is also going to feature Zac Efron and William H. Macy. There is no release date yet, as it's still early into filming, but I am excited to see John Cena in this new movie. I'm Jack Chisholm, and that was your Entertainment Minute on Ignite Radio.
I miss the fire, I miss the thunder. I miss your warm lips like the summer. I was the rain, you were the cover. You held me up and I pulled you under. And you say there's nothing we could change, it's still all over my mind. I'm in the bright lights, but I still feel darkness. And it's better than it ever was without you in the good life. I'm in the bright lights, but I still feel darkness. I'm in the bright lights, but I still feel darkness. I wish I never hurt you, darling. I wish it didn't end like that. I wish that you could give me some of that heartbreak back. And nothing ever lasts forever. There's nothing like what we had. I wish that you could give me some of that heartbreak back. These are the things I have been missing. And you say there's nothing we could change, it's still all over my mind. I'm in the bright lights, but I still feel darkness. And it's better than it ever was without you in the good life. I'm in the bright lights, but I still feel darkness. I wish I never hurt you, darling. I wish it didn't. I wish that you could give me some of that heartbreak back. And nothing ever lasts forever. There's nothing like what we had. I wish that you could give me some of that heartbreak back. You could give me some of that heartbreak back. And nothing ever lasts forever. There's nothing like what we had. I wish that you could give me some of that heartbreak back. Heartbreak back. Give me some.
Ignite Radio. That was Heartbreak Back by Frank Walker and Riley Biederer. Up next, I'll be talking all things Super Bowl, but before that, here's High by the Chainsmokers on Ignite Radio. Ignite Radio, that was High by the Chainsmokers. Now, last night, as everyone knows, we had the Super Bowl happen, which was an interesting game for me, at least. I don't know, I was kind of watching it on in the background while I did my prep for the show, actually. But that fourth quarter was insane near the end when it was tied up, and then Kansas City won with that field goal. So yeah, it was a pretty fun game to watch. And halftime show was probably my favorite part of it, like always. Rihanna did an amazing job, especially now that she's pregnant. I'd say it was overall a really good, entertaining show. I think it was better than last year's game, and I hope to see more like it in the future. Coming up next, I will be bringing you your Wayback Playback on Ignite Radio.
We constantly hear about well-known celebrities making a difference in the world. There's Mother Teresa, Gandhi, Princess Diana, Bono, Oprah, and many more. You don't have to be famous to make a change. You can definitely start by helping kids in your community. The Rewards Foundation is a Canadian charity that wants to give children the best start in life by keeping them in school and smoke-free. By sponsoring a child, you can make a difference in their life. Motivate a child to graduate smoke-free. Visit the Rewards Foundation at my5k.ca today.
Colon cancer is the number two killer of all cancers. It can affect anyone. But with early detection, the survival rate is estimated at 90%. The key? A simple test you do in your own home.
Hi, I'm Daryl Sittler, and this is my daughter, Ashley.
I lost my mother when I was only 20. The saddest thing about it is it could have been prevented.
So talk with your doctor and get your test. Not knowing is not the answer.
For more information or to donate, visit coloncancercanada.ca. Colon Cancer Canada. We're behind, you're behind.
Your Wayback Playback on Ignite Radio.
The next song was a massive hit when it was released back in 2014. Having reached number one less than a year after it was released, it is one of the only songs by a female artist to have their debut single go number one on the Billboard Hot 100. The song was so popular, even, that it stayed there for 8 weeks straight. The sales were high, being the top digital song from the 2010s, having sold over 5.8 million copies in the U.S. alone. In 2015, the song was nominated for both Song of the Year and Record of the Year at the Grammys, but she won Best New Artist in 2016. In total, it has gone diamond, selling over 10 million copies, despite not being what most record labels were looking for. She has found a ton of success in recent years, releasing her hit album Taking It Back in September of last year. She is currently in the spotlight after getting her hand stuck in a Pringles can forever last night during a Super Bowl commercial. I'm Jack Chisholm, and here's your Wayback Playback, All About That Bass by Meghan Trainor on Ignite Radio.
Because you know I'm all about that bass, no trouble. I'm all about that bass, no trouble. I'm all about that bass, no trouble. I'm all about that bass, 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 bass. Yeah, it's pretty clear, I ain't no size two, but I can shake it like I'm supposed to do. Cause I got that boom, boom that all the boys chase. All the right junk in all the right places. I see the magazine working that Photoshop. We know that shit ain't real. Come on now, make it stop. If you got beauty, beauty, just raise them up. Cause every inch of you is perfect from the bottom to the top. Yeah, my mama, she told me. You know I'm all about that bass, no trouble. I'm all about that bass, no trouble. I'm all about that bass, no trouble. I'm all about that bass. Hey, I'm bringing booty back. I'm all about that bass, no trouble. I'm all about that bass, no trouble. I'm all about that bass, because you know I'm all about that.
Conversation on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter. Ignite Radio Now.
Usually never cry at all. I would say I'm pretty tough. But it's been a couple weeks now, and I still feel stuck in my lungs. And usually I go out on nights, and I think of you once. But if they start playing that song, I can't help but to think about us. Oh.
really thought I'd be done with the hardest part. When I pulled myself out of your arms, wish I knew that was only the start. And now I'm falling apart, cause last night for the very first time, you didn't even try to call. Oh, I won't lie, I thought I might die. I couldn't even sleep at all. And maybe I'll get used to it. But right now I just feel like this. So I kiss somebody else just to see how it felt. But all that was going through my brain was your hands around my waist. You know how to do it so well. Really thought I was done with the hardest part. When I pulled myself out of your arms, wish I knew that was only the start.
Ignite Radio, that was Tate McRae with Feel Like This. And as everyone knows, I am currently a radio and creative content student at Mohawk College. And through this, I've kind of been having to post on social media a lot recently, which is kind of a weird part of my life. But hey, I'm not complaining about it. It was unexpected for me to have to post regularly, but I kind of want to try to find the motivation to post more frequently without being having like told to like post. So yeah, I don't know. It was a weird little thing for me coming into this to have to make all these new social media accounts and kind of show the world my life a bit more. But thank you for listening to another episode of my show, Drive Home with Jack. And make sure you stay tuned for everyone else that's coming up. We got Tyler Kennedy coming up next with the Tyler Kennedy Show. And yeah, thank you. Coming up next, we will have Taylor Swift with Antihero on Ignite Radio.
If you've signed your organ donor card, we thank you. But did you know that it's still your family that makes the ultimate decision? That's why you have to discuss it with them. So, if you're listening to this right now with someone in your family, look at them and say, "I want to be an organ donor." We'll wait a moment while you do that. There. It's done. Thank you. From the Kidney Foundation of Canada.
Hi, I'm Elizabeth Manley, silver medalist at the Calgary Olympics. Back then, I couldn't imagine the toll Alzheimer's disease would have on my family. If we don't act now, more than a million Canadians will be affected within a generation, including people like you and me. We can stop this disease. Researchers are closer than ever, but it won't happen without your support. Please put your mind to it. Help fund the critical research of the Alzheimer's Society.
Visit www.alzheimer.ca or your local Alzheimer's Society to make a donation.
Can't get enough hit music now?
IgniteRadio.ca.
Don't you worry, it'll be alright. Oh baby, I'll still call you my
Night Radio.
Lately, I've been thinking, I want you to be happier. I want you to be happier. When the morning comes and we see what we've become, in the cold light of day, we're a flame in the wind, not the fire that we begun. Every argument, every word we can't take back. 'Cause with all that has happened, I think that we both know the way that this story ends. Then only for a minute, I want to change my mind. 'Cause this just don't feel right to me. I wanna raise your spirit. I'm left there with my thoughts and the image of you being with someone else. Well, it's eating me up inside. But we ran our course, we pretended we're okay. Now if we jump together, at least we can swim far away from the wreck we made.